We are here with James Gashel, who is the Vice President of Business Development for KNFB Reading Technology. And there's been a lot of talk this week about a brand new product, and he's going to tell us all about it right now.
Well, thank you very much, JJ. Our product is the KNFB Reader Mobile, and this is made by KNFB Reading Technology. Our company is a combination of the efforts of Ray Kurzweil. Ray is our CEO, and the National Federation of the Blind. And the National Federation of the Blind has done a considerable amount of work in supporting this technology and providing consumer testing and advice of the what the technology needs to do. So it's important to have the specifications from the consumers. So that's what we do at KNFB Reading Technology. In 2006, we announced and started selling a reader called the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, which is the world's first portable reading device that you could carry around. Well, on Monday, January 28, 2008, we announced release of the KNFB Reader Mobile. And this is what its name implies. Our other reader might be mobile, but it's bigger. It's about 13 ounces. This reader weighs 4 ounces. It actually is a cell phone, and it is software running on a cell phone, and it makes it possible to have all of the functionality of our portable reader on a truly mobile device. And in addition to the features of the reader, which I just said is the, you know, full functionality, you snap pictures, you read print, you save files, you can retrieve saved files, all sorts of things you can do with it. You can read U.S. currency, etc., etc. You have the full functionality of the telephone. You can do email, you can surf the web, you can use the music player, you can do podcasting, you can use the calculator, you can keep the calendar, all your contact lists, and you can even make a phone call on it. You don't have to activate the phone as a phone. It functions as a reader, whether you activate it as a phone or not.
Sure.
But this is truly a more mobile device. I carry it around in my shirt pocket and use it all the time.
Absolutely. I know of a lot of people that did purchase what's now being called the Classic when it first came out, and there's a lot of great uses for that device as well. What would you say are the major, other than of course it being in a phone, the major differences in functionality between the Classic and the Mobile?
Well, the major differences in functionality stem from the fact that we have more keys available on the mobile. So it's easier to create a simple user interface. That's what we've done. So whereas the what we now call the KNFB Reader Classic has three different major modes. It has shooting mode, reader documents, and user settings. We don't have any of those. Now, we can read documents and we have user settings, but our reader on the mobile comes up at a prompt that we call the ready prompt, and that you might compare that to shooting mode.
Sure.
It is always ready to take a picture. And once you're reading text, to cancel that reading and return to the ready prompt, all you do is press star. So it's very straightforward to get back to the ready prompt and just take pictures and read. You know, that's the major feature. Another one which I really like is you don't have to switch into a special mode for reading U.S. currency. All you do is have a bill available, just press zero on the telephone keypad after you've aimed the reader at that U.S. currency, and it'll tell you what it is. You don't have to shift into a currency mode.
Sure.
The other one I like is that, you know, we used to have, we said three reading modes: bills and memos, books, articles, and labels, and U.S. currency. Well, we did away with all the reading modes. We have two reading formats. One is books, articles, and labels, and one is bills and memos. But these are, the image is really the same image, and so when you're reading that image, and if it doesn't present real well, you can easily press 4 on the keypad, to reprocess the image in the opposite format, but you do not change your format like we do on the KNFB Reader Classic. I think another good feature is that it's easy to change settings, like audio settings. It's very easy to go in and speed it up or slow it down. It's very easy to change the length of the text that you would read by pressing right or left arrow. You can go sentence, line, paragraph, word, character, and it's very easy to get in and change those and move back out. Another feature I like about this is for people who can read large print.
Oh, right.
It displays on the screen. And we didn't display on the screen in the Classic. But on this one, we have the large type displayed on the screen with a moving highlighter that will read as the speech speaks. And the words that have already been read display in blue, and the words that have yet to be read display in black. And then the highlighter moves through the text. So, and it's instant large print. I think that's really a good feature of this. It combines your audio and your large print in a way that really helps. So, I think
that's quite a list.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big list, really.
Sure. Notice something, I think, in one of the demonstrations on Monday. I'm not sure if this is totally a new thing, about how it mentioned that some of the text was cut off.
Yes, and I guess I should have identified that as sort of a new feature. We take pictures a little bit closer to the page with the KNFB Reader Mobile. And so a person might want to use what we call the field of view report more aggressively, but if you don't, if you just want to snap a picture and see how it comes out, you can easily do that. And in the sequence of, say, 15 to 20 seconds when it processes, it will tell you if there is text cut off on left, or text cut off on right, or text top, or text bottom that's cut off. Well, if you don't care about all the document, let's say it says text cut off on bottom. Well, all you want to do is read the top of the document, just go ahead and listen to it. But if you want to be sure you read every word on that document, then you would want to cancel that image and take another one. So you have the option, but it tells you if any text is cut off.
There's been some questions going on about what the difference in speed is and the difference in accuracy, and I've heard a couple of different answers to that. So what would you...
Well, I think the accuracy is essentially the same, but it may not always be the same. For example, if you take pictures at too far a distance, and by that I mean 12 inches or further, let's say, the accuracy on the mobile will be less. But if you're in that sweet spot from, say, 9.5 to 12 inches, the accuracy will be essentially the same. You might actually find some occasions when the accuracy on the mobile is better than the accuracy on the Classic, and vice versa. They're in a range of probably about 5%, and sometimes one will be better and sometimes the other will be better, but it is a pretty close range.
Is the actual reading engine software, is it similar or is it the same?
It's entirely different.
Oh, okay.
We reinvented the reader.
I see. Right.
I know that a lot of the prompts may sound the same, but that's the user interface.
That's all that's the same.
But under the hood,
right.
We reinvented the reader.
So essentially, once a user of the Classic retrains themselves a bit that they need to take pictures closer, they basically should be all set.
Right. But they definitely have to take pictures closer.
Sure. What about users of the Classic? I know there's an upgrade path. Now, will there still be updates available at all for the Classic, or are we basically done?
Well, I don't think that there will be many. There may be one. There's one thing we really did on the mobile that we might be able to move over to the Classic, and that is that we actually start reading faster, and the processing time is faster. Now, on the mobile, it doesn't appear a lot faster, but if you put that same set of algorithms into the Classic, possibly the Classic would process at almost lightning speed, because it has somewhat of a more powerful processor in it. So I do think there could be a potential advantage for users of the Classic based on this development, but I don't see us adding new features to the Classic. It isn't practical. There are a finite number of them out there, and they are basically sold.
So you now would just be selling refurbished units from the trade-in.
And so there's not a lot of economics in it for us in trying to put a lot of effort into the Classic.
So for our people listening, this is running on an N82, a Nokia phone with a 5-megapixel camera, and is it a 400 megahertz processor?
I don't know.
I believe it's somewhere around. So I guess the potential, of course, exists for newer phones come out and newer, faster processors. It's all just going
It does. Certainly that, and, other phones, better cameras, lots of things can change as we go forward.
What's the one feature that you can't wait to see be made available, but this isn't there yet?
Well, I'd like to have, outdoor recognition, signs, actually recognizing things outdoors. Interestingly enough, there has been some success at reading signs with this. So I wouldn't want to say that it won't read any signs. In fact, we're at a conference, technology conference. I took a picture of our booth, and it read me all the words that people see when they come to our booth.
Oh, nice.
So I thought that was very nice. I stood back about 10 feet and snapped a picture, and it did it. But there's that. I would like to see it identify products better. So we're going to be working on software that teaches the reader what a can of soda like a Coke looks like. I mean, every Coke can looks the same. The reader can certainly learn what a Coke can looks like. A bottle of Tylenol or things like that. So it wouldn't necessarily have to read the words to know what a product is.
Right.
So we're going to work on that, and I think that'll be a great advance. Eventually, recognizing people will be possible.
Right.
And I think we should be doing that.
We were talking earlier in the booth, actually, about how some of the other software products create a user community where if one person were to recognize a product or a person's face, they could send that in.
We'll be seeing that.
Sure.
And images if somebody met with the president and you took his picture, there's the president. It'd all be there in the database.
Sure. That's great. Why don't we talk about how to purchase and where people can get more information?
Well, how to purchase would be through dealers. They are affiliated with KNFB Reading Technology. You should find our website, which is knfbreader.com. One word, knfbreader.com. And then go to the How to Purchase page, How to Purchase, and you'll find a directory of our dealers. And we cover every state. So look your state up and find the dealer or dealers that serve your state and contact them, and they're all ready to have the reader available. And it's basically a turnkey thing that we offer. The dealer will obtain the phone, configure it, set everything up, and you'll be good to go with the reader when you get it.
And it will be available when, this new product?
February 15.
Absolutely. Well, James Gashel, it has been an absolute pleasure. I do thank you for the time.
Well, thank you, JJ. It's been a privilege.
Thank you.